Good evening. Welcome to Daf Chaf Aleph and Yevamos. It's a little bit disorganized, but that's the Daf. Okay, here we go. Amar Rava, Remez Shnios Min HaTorah Minayin. How do we know a hint to Shnios? Shnemar, as we see, it says, Ki Kol HaToivos Zayel Asu Anshei Aretz. The people of Eretz Yisrael, before we came in, they did all these abominations. This word Ha'el, meaning these, that word implies intensity. As we see, Ha'el Kashos. The word Ha'el means intense, serious. Now, that means they did all these serious abominations. Mecha, the implication is there are abominations that are not serious. Mecha de Ikarakos, there are those that are lighter. Umayni, what are the not-so-serious Arayos? That is Shnios. Obviously, they are serious, but the point is they're not at the same level. You know, they're secondary, which is why I call them Shnios. Umay mashma da'el ishna dekashahu. Why do we think that this word of Ha'el, which implies intensity, who says? It just means these. Answer is, Dechsiv, we have a pasuk elsewhere, it says, Ves ele aretz lakach, and he took the mighty ones of the land. So you see, Ha'el is the mighty one, the intense, serious ones. The Gemara says, oh, if you see that Ha'el is mighty, Rabbi Levi actually says the word ele means mighty, as we're about to see. Lema pligidur Rav Levi. Maybe this goes against what Rabbi Levi says. Number Rabbi Levi, kasha onshin shalmidos, the sin of using false weights and measures is more intense, yoser ma'onshin shalarayos, more than the punishment of Arayos itself. Shazen emar behen el, vazen emar behen ele. Arayos, it says el, like we saw, and for false weights and measures, it says ele, it says these, with the hay. So that means that it's more intense. So you see that ele is intense, and ele is not intense. Oh, so this sounds like against Rabbi Levi, because he's saying the word ele is intense. So the answer is kind of obvious. El kasha, ve'ele kasha me'el. No, two levels of intensity, yeah? El means they're intense, and ele means they're really, really intense. So arayos are worse. I'm sorry, false weights and measures are worse. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Gabe arayos ha anami haksav ele. It also says ele by arayos. That word of ele, the most intensity by arayos. So now we have the same word, so that puts them on the same level. So what's going on? So Gemara says, Hahulam ute midos mikares. The reason that extra word ela is there is to tell me that only for these things one gets kares, but for false weights and measures, as intense as they may be, one does not get kares for using false weights and measures. Elamai chumrayu, if that's true, then what's the chumra? What's so serious about that? Gemara answers, Hani esher b'tshuva. Arayos, it's possible to do tshuva. Rashi says we're talking about a case. It's a little interesting. Rashi says we're talking about a case where you did not actually like have a baby or anything with them, right? So then you just hold back and do tshuva the good old fashioned way. Hani lo avshar b'tshuva. But if one has stolen, then the money is sitting there. So basically, by one act of arayos, no guarantee that there's a baby or something, right? In which case, the Gemara elsewhere calls that unfixable. But if they had a mamzer, but with the false weights, you already took it the first time, so it's already over. Okay, that's the intensity. Even though the punishment is more intense, but onshin shalmidos is worse because there's nothing you can do about it. You're stuck. In our chabura, we'll talk about more in detail on that. Rav Yehuda Marmehach, Rav Yehuda says from another source, v'izein v'chiker, we're talking about Shlomo HaMelech, and it says v'izein v'chiker, he measured and he evaluated tikein mishalim harbe, he made many mashals. But it's not just that he made them, he fixed them. It's where tikein. V'amar Ula, Ula Amar Rav Elazar says, Kodem Shabbat Shlomo, before Shlomo, Aisa Torah Doma L'Kfifa She'in La'aznayim. The Torah was like a basket that didn't have any handles, meaning it was complicated to deal with. It was just like this, you know, weird, heavy basket. If you ever carried a barrel when the things aren't on it, you know, it's harder. But Shlomo Vasa La'aznayim, Shlomo came and he made handles for it. He made the Torah easier to manage. Why? Shnios. Because he came and he instituted these rules. Was that this person's grandmother or whatever, blah, blah, blah. This one's usher. But this other one that sounds just the same, not usher. So what's the difference? It's hard to manage. Shlomo came, you know, we'll just smooth everything out. It'll all be usher and then everything is fine. Shnios, okay. Tosos here says that when Shlomo, there's a Gemara in Erevin, also in Daf Chaf Aleph, interesting. There's that Shlomo Melech made two other gzeres. He made Netilas Yadayim, and he made Erevin. And there was a baskol that's basically Hashem was so proud of Shlomo Melech for doing that. How come there's no baskol here? Right, three things he did. So Tosos says it's because This one happened after the Bas Kol. Nice technical answer, yeah? Tosfos Yeshanim says a little less technical. He says that the Bas Kol is for like, wow, you did something really incredible that takes a lot of wisdom. Natilas Yudayim and Erevin, that takes a lot of wisdom. Keeping tracks of the Shnios is hard for us to translate, right? But Batsim, it's not wisdom, it's just making more Isurim. The way the Chasam Sofer kind of says it, is if you just tell me no, that doesn't take any wisdom. But if you tell me no, but here's how to do it instead, that takes wisdom. So Natilas Yudayim says, oh, be very careful about Tumah. Here's what you have to do to get out of it. Right? You gave me a solution. That takes wisdom. But if you just say no, you know, don't touch, right? That's not wisdom, that's just safety. Which is nice too, right? But it's not Baskol. Fine. Rav Oshi Amar Mehach, Rav Oshi brings another pasuk, Parehu, which means let it grow. Al Tavorbo, don't pass it. Sate Me'ilav, turn away. Vavor, just turn away and go around, avoid. So you see this idea, there's this bad place, don't go in, go around. Even though you could technically chop your way, you know. It's the same thing with families, right? Okay, you go to a family vort. Right, and you see a bunch of girls there, right? Don't date any of them, right? Could be that one of them's mutter, you know, because she's your shnios only. Okay, but just don't get complicated, you know, and that's basically what we're saying. So Abaye Ravashi, I'm sorry, as a mashal. Ravashi mashal Ravoshia. Gemara really doesn't like this mashal for some reason. Mashal Ravoshi Lamadov Adoma, what's the mashal? I'll tell you. Adom Mishamer Pardes, someone is guarding an orchard. Mishamer Rebuchutz, cool Mishamer. If you stand outside the orchard, you can guard the whole orchard. You stand inside the orchard. You've had this problem if you ever played laser tag before, yeah? When you once you go into the Zach, you know, then your front is good, but your back isn't good, right? But if you hide in the corner and you just snipe everybody, there's a word for it in gaming. I forget what the word is. But whatever, it doesn't matter. But it really doesn't matter. So just do this, yeah? But there is a word for it where you just sit in the corner behind a thing and your back is protected and just, yeah. So then you talk to guard the whole area. But if you go in, right, then you can only guard in front of you. Gemara says, even that's not true. This is nonsense. He made it up. It's not a valid mashal. Why? Because if you, sorry, let me just talk about the nimshal. The nimshal is that shnios, same thing. If you just go in, like I was saying, the family of word, all the random girls, yeah? So some of them are mutter, some of them are not. I don't know what's going on. So maybe I'll keep track of a few, right? But I'm going to get messed up. That's basically what Ravashi said. Gemara says, no. It's worse than that. Shalafan of Mio Mishtamer, at least in the garden case, you're guarding what's in front of you, right? In the garden. I mean, I don't know if that's on purpose. I mean, it's an orchard, so I guess it's not. I just made that up accident. Fine. Hacha ilav shnios pagaberag vagufa. But if not for shnios, then you're actually going to get the actual erva. It's not that the thing you wanted to protect will be protected. No, nothing at all will be protected. You're going to end up chas v'shalom having a terrible thing. So it's not a good mashal. But we didn't really need the mashal. Right? Rav Oshi had his vort. The point is steer clear of any, you know, whatever. It's the same way in whatever, in subways, right? They just say just don't cross the yellow line. You know? It's true, only one of the rails is electrified, right? But like, just don't go, don't cross. You know, what are you doing? Rav Kahana Amar Mehacha, somebody said, the Ion Yaakov asks why we need a remez for shnios. I started this from Rav Aryeh Leibowitz, Daf Yom Kippur. So why do we need a remez for shnios? The answer, I mean, all there are lots of derabanan, but we don't ask for remezes by all of them. The answer is, nice and simple, because shnios involves a bit of a pur vu. Right, really, we're supposed to go off and get married, you know, right? And that's the point, you know. And even Chazal sometimes indicate that marrying family might actually be a good thing. And now we're saying, no, don't marry most of your family, right? Maybe in principle would have been good. Now you have two random families competing with each other, you know, like you can see that that's not necessarily the best idea. And everyone has different upbringings, but it doesn't matter. Fine, okay. Rav Kahana Amar Me'alcha, one other thing. So the reason I brought that in is, you know, saying steer clear of the whole Zach. Yeah, no, but in principle, we wouldn't have told you to do that. But to protect you, we say, okay, you're going to lose out. Okay, still. You should guard my safeguards, which means Hashem is telling you, make a safeguard for my safeguards. If you're going to tell me that, that's an actual pasuk, right? I mean, so are all of these are pasukim, but they're sort of vague hints, right? Now we're saying, no, make a guard. So it's like Hashem said, hey guys, make shnios. I thought shnios were derabana. So how can you tell me it's doraisa? He says, no. It is doraisa. Upirshu rabbanan. It is doraisa. Hashem said, make a guard. I didn't tell you what the guard is. And now your job is decide, yeah? But even that's not good because Kol HaTorah Anami Pirshu Rabbanan. The Torah, the rabbis explain the whole Torah. So this can't be like a special remes to Shnios. Ella, Midir Rabbanan across Mount Ba'alma. Rather, this is rabbinic and it's just a hint. Okay. Now we're going to see who the Shnios are. Later on in the Gemara, we'll actually make this a lot easier to understand. So I want to just bring in the concept, it'll flow a little easier. The Gemara says on Amud Beis, we don't have to go to the exact place, but basically we have someone who's an Erva, and then we have someone else who's very similar to that, and we create that person as a Shnia, and we also create another person who's similar to that. Even though it's a Gezerah L'Gezerah, we still say it to protect, because if we don't say it, then people are going to get mixed up on the first one, and that's one of the times you're allowed to make a Gezerah L'Gezerah. It's called Iloha Lokaimaha, which means that that's what they call it, which means that if I don't have a secondary Gzera on top of my Gzera, even the first one won't work because no one will be able to keep track. So that's why Gzera Gzera is allowed, and that sort of helps us keep track of everybody here. Ma'am Shnios, who are Shnios? Em Imo, his mother's mother, right? Because his mother's mother is only Asur Midrabanan. I personally didn't know that, and now I do. Ve'im Aviv, and his father's mother, same thing. Ve'ishas Avi Aviv, and his paternal grandfather's wife, Vaishas Avi Imo, and his paternal grand, I'm sorry, his maternal grandfather's wife, yeah, his mother's father's wife, Vaishas Achiyav Menaim, which is the father's maternal brother's wife, because the father's paternal brother's wife is Asur D'Oraisa. But the father's maternal brother's wife is Asur Midrabanan. Okay, I think you can go to Rabbi Kopitnikov, you know, for more details on exactly how the menshis work out. Ve'eshes achiyaim min ha'av, and the mother's paternal brother's wife is Asur. Okay, we're not going to get too bogged down in the details. Bekalas b'no, and his son's daughter-in-law, which is basically his son's daughter-in-law, that's clear enough, and his daughter's daughter-in-law, all these people are rabbinic. But let's try it. The son's daughter-in-law is Usher, because basically you go up a generation. I mean, that's the son's son's wife, yeah? So this, if you go up a generation, that's the son's wife, which is Usher Yudoraisa. So therefore, we go down a generation, Midrabanan, and we Usher that too. Fine. The Kalas Bita, we just said that. However, here's some people who are Mutter. Mutter Adam Be'eshes Chamav. One's father-in-law's second wife. I mean, obviously not your mother-in-law, right? Be'eshes Chorgo. Another person who's Mutter is your stepson's wife. Obviously, if he's, you know, none of these people can be married, right? Yeah? Good. Fine. So, Be'osur Be'bas Chorgo. However, even though the stepson's wife is mutter to you, the stepson's daughter is not mutter to you. V'chorgo mutter be'ishto ubito, and his stepson, however, is mutter to his wife and his daughter, meaning man, stepson, right down a step, yeah? So he can marry his stepmother and his stepsister through the father that he's not related to. Ve'eshes chorgo, omereslo, and therefore this stepfather, right, the stepson's wife who he's allowed to marry, can tell him, I'm mutter to you, however, my daughter is asur to you. As we said, he's allowed to marry the stepbrother, stepson's wife, but not the stepson's daughter. Okay, fine. Bas chorgo doraisahi, the Gemara says, whoa, tio, don't tell me that the stepson's daughter is Asur only Midrabanan. That's not true. It's Asur Doraisa. You know why? It's actually extremely simple. The reason the stepson's daughter is Asur Doraisa is very simple, because the stepson's mother is your wife. And you're not allowed to be with two women who are generations from each other, right? The mother and her daughter, mother and her granddaughter. You, by being with the stepson's daughter, you have automatically been with your woman and your granddaughter. Which is not, you understand how that's true? Yeah? It's a woman and her granddaughter. That's obviously not okay. So therefore, it's Doraisa. So why is this in a list of rabbinic people? And it says, Dechsiv, as it says, Es Bas Benavas Bas Bita, like I just told you, yeah? The daughter of, bottom line, the granddaughter of the woman that one is with. Not allowed. So why is this in a list of Darabanans? The point is, it's here just to make that riddle that I'm trying to get to. Mishum, the Kabbalah Lamisni Seifa, because it's going to say in the Seifa, Eishes Chorgo, stepson's wife, Omeris, so he can say to you that I'm mutter to you and my daughter's usher to you. Va'afakav the Biti Asur Lachmedo Raisa. Point being that even though my daughter, which is your wife's granddaughter, is usher to you in a Torah, yeah, I skipped a few words, that's fine for us right now. But Didi Logos Abaravanan. Even though my actual, her, whatever, my grandmother, my mother is usher to you, my mother-in-law is usher to you, I'm mutter to you, my daughter is usher to you, because it's your mother, my mother-in-law's granddaughter. Good, fine. The Gemara says, Ihachi, I have another person who fits this riddle. Eishes Chamavnami, the father-in-law's wife, can also say the same thing. Just like you're allowed to marry your father and his wife, she can tell you, Ani mutar eslach, ubiti asur lach. And my daughter is asur to you. Why? Because if it's the father-in-law's wife's kid, then it is the wife's sister from the father. Right? I just realized the way I'm explaining this is I'm visualizing in my head. It's not fair for anybody else. But just, you know, visualize along with me. Not much else we can do until Elon Musk figures out a way. But fine. Okay. Gemara says, no. It's true. We could have made that same riddle with the father-in-law's wife. However, that depends on who. Because the only time the wife's sister is usher is while the wife is alive. So technically speaking, the father-in-law's wife is going to be mutter to the guy no matter what. And the daughter of that lady will be mutter if his wife ever dies. So therefore, it's not cut and dry, and therefore, we don't pick that case. Fine. Please remember, if you have to go, you can go. Right? Yeah. But Arba Nashim, Amarav, Arba Nashim Yeshalan Hefsek. This is extremely complicated in Rashi, but basically, here's what we're saying. There are four, everyone in this list, let's say Eim Imo, that's the simplest one. The Rambam writes that your mother's mother, all the way up to Yaakov Avinu's wife, all asur to you. Everybody, a million generations. But some arayos don't have that. The reason those arayos don't have that is that the generation above or below them doesn't have any doraisa problems, even theoretically, and therefore we're never really going to get worried. Now, sometimes there are exceptions to that rule. Sometimes, even though there aren't people right a generation above or a generation below who are Asur, but you could get it mixed up with another type of a person, as we probably already have been a couple times in the staff, yeah? And therefore, we Asur those people too, just to keep things smooth, right? Like we said would happen in Amud Beis. So, Amar Rav, Arba Nashim Yeshal Nafsik, there are four women out there actually, who only, it's them and not their mothers and their daughters. Naked Rav Biyadeh, however, Rav, unfortunately, he knew this b'mesoras, but he only had three in his, that he actually could figure out the case. Haritlas, Biyadeh Tlas. Eishas Achia Eimenahav, which is the mother's paternal brother's wife. I'm not going to bother us with the details, but if you go up or down a generation, there's no problem. Because the mother's paternal brother is generally not much of an issue. Ve'eshes achia av min ha'em. Similarly, the mother's maternal brother's wife, same idea. The point is that the mother's brother's wife isn't really a problem. Both of these cases, and you go up a generation, won't change anything. The down generation won't change anything. Therefore, yeah. Kalasso, similarly, one's daughter-in-law. Because one's daughter-in-law's daughter is not going to be a problem. Unless it's from your son, right? But her and her daughter is not a problem, and her mother is not a problem. That's just a random sprinzi, yeah? Your mechutenes, whatever you want to call her, right? She's not related to you, so everything is fine. So, okay. Of the Iri Mosif, actually, the Gemara... Yeah, let's go with that for right now. Yeah, the only problem is... Right, that's true. What I just said is true. However, the daughter-in-law herself... is still a problem because we're going to see daughter-in-law is Doraisa. So how is she in this list of Shniot? But that's a side problem. fine. Zairi Mosif, Zairi says, I have the fourth one, Av Eshes Avimo, the mother's father's wife. Yeah, mother's father's wife. That is the other one. Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak, easy way to remember. Simanech Deilai Derav. Rav, Zairi goes up a generation past Rav. If you chop what Rav is saying, he's been talking uncles, basically, and Zairi goes past to grandparents. So, fine. Okay. Good. But Rav, my time, alochashavle. Why did Rav not have this case of the mother's father's wife? Because mechal v'lei v'eshes avi aviv. The father's father's wife, which is a problem, people can get mixed up with the mother's father's wife. And therefore, we say no. Okay, fine. Meaning just out of carefulness, we don't do that. But Zairi says, no, you won't get mixed up. Why? Awesome, shliach vazel. Ach lo shliach vazel. Right, you're going to visit your father's side more often, mother's side less often. Everyone sees a clear difference, especially if they're Sephardi, or which they probably were in the times of Gemara. A little more boy-centric families, right? I'm just suggesting that as a possibility to distinguish. It doesn't really matter. But fine. So therefore, people won't get mixed up because it's clearly different. Fine. Kalasa. The Gemara had said that your daughter-in-law is a Shnia. She's not a Shnia. Doraisi. She's Doraisi. No, ema kalas b'no. It's true, but when you say daughter-in-law, we really mean the daughter-in-law of your son. Daughter-in-law of your son, the Gemara says, wait, I have a problem. Kalas b'no, yesh la hefsek. Does the son's daughter-in-law have hefsek? But, meaning that's someone that the generations above and below are not a problem? That's not true, they are a problem. But tanya kalaso erba, kalas b'no shnia. His own daughter-in-law is a problem. And his son's daughter-in-law is the Shnia. But that's clearly one generation down and you have a problem. Not only that, it goes down forever. Your sixth generation grandson, he gets married, you can't be with her, that's the Shnia. So you see that it ain't lamented. So how are you applying that here? Fine. Gemara says, no. Ela ema kalas bita. Rather, it's what the Shnia that we're talking about is your daughter's daughter-in-law. Now let's try this. Your daughter's daughter-in-law mother. I did this before and it made a lot of sense. I'll try it again. Your daughter's, right, because your son's daughter-in-law's mother is your son's wife, which is not allowed, but your daughter is obviously married to a man, so that case is irrelevant. That's basically the point. Yeah? Relatively clear. Your daughter is never going to be married to a woman, so you're a man, so therefore problem solved. Okay, that's the whole one. Okay, continuing. Now we have an interesting story with Rechista. Rechista is how we got to this answer. I heard the following thing from a great man, a mother of Amis Ramani. Akala, a daughter-in-law, is only usher because of a daughter-in-law. That's a shtickle redundant. A daughter-in-law is usher because of a daughter-in-law. It's the same thing. Bumrali Kaldai, the Chaldeans, who Rashi says are the stargazers, they said to me, Amina Melafnavis, you're going to be a teacher. Okay, fine. Well, that was their career placement test. So now he doesn't know what teacher means. Teacher can mean one of two things. Teacher can mean a teacher of Kal Yisrael, a posek, or it could mean a teacher. You know, like you go to whatever, you teach little kids. So he says, Amina, Igav Rabba Avina Aspra Midati. If they meant that I'm going to be a great man, then I'll be able to explain this on my own because it's a kasha and I'm a great man. I'll be able to explain it. If it's just a teacher of children, then I'll go ask and figure out shot. So let me try to see what happens. That's a big nishtha. Hashta sovras midati. Well, nice. I was able to explain it on my own. So that means he ended up being a great person, which Rechista obviously was a great person. Lo asru kalas bito elamishin kalas beno. That the daughter's daughter-in-law should really not be usher because there's nothing wrong with her. There's nothing wrong with her mother. But it's usher so you don't get mixed up with the daughter-in-law of your son. Okay. I'm going to give you a whole other answer. I'm going to show you times where the son's daughter-in-law and the daughter's daughter-in-law can get mixed up to back this up. Just some families where you see that. Rav Abba, Rav Ashi, Amar Kigon Kalasa, Rav Mari Bar Isak. These are all just different families where you could see how people could get a little mixed up. I don't know the families, so I can't really comment on this. What's the deal with your mother's maternal brother's? Yeah, your mother's maternal brother's wife. What's the deal with her? Do we? Let me think about it like this. The only person who's also daraisa is your father's paternal brother's wife. Okay, your uncle through dad, yeah, actual or through the father, whatever, his wife. That's also. So, your father's maternal brother, his wife, is also as a derabbanan, so you don't get mixed up. Your mother's paternal brother's wife, again, is usher, so you don't get mixed up. But what about the mother's maternal brother's wife? Is that they have no similarity? They don't have the paternal aspect in any way. So it's not like the Daraisa at all. So do we say those two cases that we just said are also the Kitzarav, they have a father's side, who the Gozer of one of those are the ones that the rabbis made Gzeira. But if there's no paternal aspect, the logos of one of the rabbis did not make Gzeira. Well, Demoloshna, maybe not. Maybe they just wanted everything simple. As we said, that happens in Shneos. And so maybe there's no difference. Safar says, he gufa Gzeira, what do you mean? The father's maternal brother and the mother's paternal brother, those cases are both only rabbinic. So you're going to ask the mother's maternal brother to protect against those cases. That's a gzeirah l'gzeirah, as I already told you that we make them. Right, but the Gemara is going to figure that out now. Higufa gzeirah, manu nekum v'negu gzeirah. You're making gzeirah, and now we're going to make gzeirah on top of it? Amar Rava, yes. Adukul olav gzeirah l'gzeirah ninu. Are these not all gzeirahs l'gzeirah? For example, here's some nice simple examples. I wish this had been on Amanav. Imo Erva, his mother is an Erva. Amimo, his mother's mother, Shnia, she's rabbinic. Vagazrael, Emaviv, Mishum Amimo. They also forbade your father's mother to protect the mother's mother so you don't get mixed up and accidentally cohabit with your mother. Okay? Yeah. Matama, why? Because Kul Debe, Ima, Rabasi Garle, they call everybody grandma. That's the point. Ashes Aviv, Erva. Right, your father's wife is an Arab. Aishas Avi Aviv, your father's wife is a Shnia. Gazra or Rabbinic. Gazra Aishas Avi Imo, and they made a Gzeira on the mother's father's wife. Again, same idea. Mishum Aishas Avi Aviv. The time of my wife, cool to be Abba Rabba Kurla, they call them all grandpa. Same idea. The father's paternal brother's wife is an Arab. And now we're applying it to our actual question, which is the mother's maternal brother's wife. So the father's paternal brother's wife is Torah. Father's maternal brother's wife is Shnia. And they also applied it to the mother's paternal brother's wife, also rabbinic. Why? They call them uncle. So maybe it's the same thing. Tashma, I'll prove it to you. What's going to happen with this in the end of the day is it sounds like he's saying this person is a shnei. Now we're going to see how. Okay, it just helps us. He quoted them what they said in Eretz Yisrael. Kol shabina keva erva b'zachar gazral ishto. Now this is not going to be a useful rule if we're bogged down, because it won't be true most of the time. But I'll just tell you the rule. Anytime the woman herself is an erva, if that woman had been a boy, the wife of that woman will be rabbinic. Yeah. So just for example purposes only, had grandmother been an erva, which is not, had grandmother been an erva, then grandfather's wife would be a shnia. Or it's the same person, just change the gender and then get them married. Not really, you know what I mean? In hypothetical town, right? Like, whatever, someone's sister would have been an erva, but the brother's wife, right? So it's the same for it. Fine, okay. So that's what he says. And then we don't like Amarabu. Is this a rule? It's not true. Chamosa erva, mother-in-law is an erva. Aishas chama muteris, but the father-in-law's wife is mutter. We said this. Bas chamoso, your mother-in-law's daughter erva. Aishas ben chamoso muteris, and yet the wife of your brother-in-law is okay. Bas chama erva, your father-in-law's daughter is an erva. She's the sister of your wife. However, your father-in-law's son's wife is okay. Aishas ben chama muteris. Chorgosu erva, your stepson is an erva. Aishas chorgum muteris, the wife of your stepson is mutter. Bas chorgosu erva, the daughter of your stepson, we said, is also, she's your granddaughter, and the granddaughter of your wife. Eishes ben, I'm sorry, not that. That's not true. Eishes ben Chorgo Muteres, the wife of the son of Yeruthaim Muteres. So Pasha just not what he said. It's kind of not a helpful rule. Obviously, it's something. So what's he coming to include? So it must be we're coming to say that. Anyone had it been your mother's sister, she would be an erva. So then your mother's brother's wife, they made a gezeira. Same vort. Maishna honey, maishna. Yeah. So now, good, fine. Now here's the next thing. We used the lechora. Right now we answered the question, and it seems that we're saying that the mother's maternal brother's wife is a suya. Okay, that's an erva. Now why do we have so many of these other people that we said that if the woman herself is an erva, it's okay, you're still allowed to marry the brother's wife, but here all of a sudden you're not allowed to? The answer is that you're closer to your mother's brother's wife than you are to your father-in-law's son's wife or whatever. Why? Because ishto, blah, 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 sorry, ad maishna hani umaishna ha. What's the difference? Ha, your mother's brother's wife, bechad kiddushin mar karavon. You're only one kiddushin away from her. Your mother's brother, that's biological. And then he married a girl. That's one marriage away. But all these other people, you have to be married to the girl to have all these in-laws. And then they go off and get married. So there's your marriage and then another marriage. So it's more distant. Fine. What's the psak? What's the din on the father's father's brother's wife? In other words, paternal great uncle wife. The achos aviyav or great aunt. Yeah, paternal great aunt. So paternal great uncle's wife, paternal great aunt. What's the din mao? Well, midolamata erva, lama alanami gazrube. Do we say that just like your uncle's an erva and your uncle's wife is an erva, so the uncle, great uncle's wife, should also be an erva? You just move up one generation. O dilma, or maybe no. Or maybe we say, no, that's not the same thing. We're not talking about the mother. I just want to say in this line, right now I'm suggesting a pshat. I haven't found the pshat that I'm happy with yet. But I would say what this means by a generation apart to me seems to be that in all the other cases we're talking about the person's the erva, their mother is the shniya. Here we're saying the person's the erva. And your great aunt is not your aunt's mother. Your great aunt is your aunt's father's sister. So it's true, it's one generation up. But if you think about it as like a tree, right? Everybody else, let's say here's the branch. So you just go up, right? But here it's no, you go sideways, up, sideways. It happens to be on the same x-axis, right? And different y-axis, so it sounds like it's up a generation, but it's not a straight line. So that's what I think is pshat, but I'm not sure. But there's a difference in the generation. So which one? Do we say yes or no? Tashma, ma'in shnios. I'm going to show you that we do not count them, because this is where the shnios, and they're not in. Boom, right? Raya mukrachas. Ma'in shnios, v'lo kachosh v'lo badayu, and it doesn't say anything about them. No, ton of a shiur. The town is not listing all the shnios. I know it says that. Right, but it's not literally all. Sometimes this happens. Tell me many, and it's self-understood. There are more. Okay. Umay shir, dai shir. The rule is, right, you can't give me a list of things and you can't give me a list of things and leave out only one and expect me to know. You can give me a list of things and leave out many, many and expect me to conclude. You know, but you can't leave out just one. Because then I think you're making a point, right? I have a story that made a big impact on my life. In Spanish class, we had a teacher. She was a little bit loco. And she So she had a thing with us where she would make a slideshow. And she would show us the thing on the slideshow. And then she would ask us what it is in English. And then we would say. And then she would tell us what it is in Spanish. You know, so like, what is this? Whatever, cup. Okay, she'll say what it is. Book, I can't believe I forgot the words. I know the words. I'm just not good under pressure. I did learn a lot of Spanish. So we're doing adjectives with her. I have many stories. I'm just going to do this one. So she also didn't like us. She didn't like us. So she shows us a picture of a bear, and we're doing adjectives. So, okay, what do you, you know, I don't know what you would guess. We tried brown, we tried furry, we tried scary, we tried fuzzy, we tried carnivorous, we tried, you know, like all the possible adjectives you could think of for a bear. And she's meanwhile getting more and more frustrated with us, because she thought not only, she seemed like not only was she upset this thing forever, she thought we were deliberately not telling her the answer to be annoying. You know, so she's getting really upset and how disrespectful we are, and we're not telling her the answer. Okay, and it's a slideshow. Senora, I'm sorry, we don't know. The answer is small, because on the next slide in the slideshow that we hadn't seen yet was a larger bear. Okay? So if you hop the craziness in that, right, and how in the world, you know, are we supposed to know that? Right, so to me, that's like Tana Bashir, like, you have to leave out something, right? If you tell me there are going to be future slides, you know what I mean? Like, we can talk, you know? But if you just give me one thing, what is this? And like, no, you only understand it in contrast to a missing thing. You know, like, so that's how I remember this. My Shiur diet, it really, really made us upset. And by the way, yes, the third slide was an even larger bear. So the second bear was actually medium, not big. So I forgot about that. So two levels of insanity there, because, you know, whatever. Okay, but fine. So my Shiur, the high Shiur. Shiur, Shnios, Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia, we'll see, he has a whole long list of Shnios coming up later in Daf Mem, and they're not here. So therefore, that's what we left out. So now that stuff is left out, we can include this too. That's not a raya that it is included, right? But it's also not a raya that it's not included. Okay. Amemar Achshar Be'eshis Achi Avi Aviv. Amemar said it was okay. U'va'achos Avi Aviv. The great uncle's wife and the great aunt, both okay. Amale Rav Hillel or Rav Ashi. Rav Hillel said to Rav Ashi, what do you mean? U'didi Chazyali Shnios Ma'arbrei de Ravina. I saw the Ma'arbrei de Ravina had a list of Shnios right there on paper, and then Nechsivan Shitzrei Leisura. And he has 16, he says there are 16 Shnios. He wrote it right there, broad daylight, they're all us. Who are the 16? My love, it's going to have to be the 8 of the Mishnah. The 6 of Rabbi Chia, that we don't know there are 6, but they're on Daf Mem and there are 6. That takes us to 14. There have to be 2 more. These are the 2. Yeah? So, but my love, Timnei Demesni, so the 8 of the Mishnah, and the 6 of Rabbi Chia, and these 2, Vanach Tarti. So Hut Shitzri, that makes 16. So these 2 people are Shniel. So don't, how are you allowing this? But Tamech, the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Because according to you, the Shiru would be 17. And the Shitzri, it should be 17. Daha, Ikka Eishas Achi Haim Min Haim. Once this is all true, Kabashtinu Yisura, tell me that the mother's maternal brother's wife should also be a surah. And we said that's Asur, and it's not in any of the lists. So we're really starting with 15. So if you want to add your 2, that makes it to 17, and he always is 16. So obviously you're not right. No, no. Hello, Kasha. Hanach Tarti, the Damin Ladadi, Gechada Chashavah. These people of the great uncle's wife and great aunt, they're basically the same thing. So we include them as 1. So it's really 15 plus 1. Good, and we have everybody. Well, Shitzri, now you have 16. So the Gemara says, V'hami kol makom, so now we're soft, yeah? V'hami kol makom, v'didi chazim le'dechsiv in le'isura. And Lamaisa, I see now, that I think that's what he's saying. So I answered your kasha, I end up with 16, and now Lamaisa, I have a problem, because I have 16 that are also. Amrlei, he said to him, no. L'tamech, you're really going to tell me that this is an isur? This is not a raya. Here's what I think is pshat. The only way I was able to get a simple explanation is from the Steinsaltz. I brought it here in Sepharia. So Steinsaltz says that. Do you think? And you guys are asking me this before. Marbre de Ravina, right, that he signed on the thing. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Pasamalayo. So we're finishing up the dashi right now about the Sabura. And we see that the answer is, according to Steinsaltz, it's as follows. That's a commentator in the Gemara.
Oh, yeah.
So says like this. Let's say it said these 16 people are mutter. Would you have trusted that? Obviously not, right? Because it's not true. And it's not like his signature's on there. And that's what it means. Did he sign it and say, this is actually halacha? No. You found notes. Okay, you found notes, right? So just like if it had said they were mutter, you would have just said, these are just notes. He didn't sign this as an authoritative document. So too, here, now that it says the le'isr, it says that they're usr, lav marbeder Rabino chasamayo. Marbeder Rabino didn't sign them. They're not authoritative. There's a story, Rosh Hashiva always talks about this, that people say sometimes that they have rayas from a geniza or whatever, that they found old buried copies of Tefillin like Rabbeinu Tam, right? So you see, they must have kept Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin back in the day. Rosh Hashiva says, no. You see, they threw Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin in the geniza. And so that doesn't show you that they kept it, you know? So nothing against Rabbeinu Tam, right? He's not saying that has to be pshat, but it's the same board here. Okay, you found a shopping list, right? He wrote on the back of his jury duty envelope that there are 16 shmuels. You're going to paskin based off that? That's not a psak. And so we don't paskin authoritatively. Okay.